Patrycki's been running around telling people that, you know, you're really hurt after those last two fights against Alvarez and Brooks, and those set you back. Those damaged you in a lot of ways, and he doubts your durability to take on a fighter like himself. How do you respond to that?
Man, you know, I mean, guys got to tell themselves and put things out in the media that make them, that kind of they think gives them the edge. And I don't think he truly believes that. I think, if anything, I'm more battle-tested now. I believe in myself more now, physically, mentally, spiritually, after going through those wars, after going through those losses, after going through those hardships. I'm a consistent guy. You know, I lost those three fights in a row, but two of those a lot of people thought I won. You know, and I perform relatively kind of strategic and relatively the same every single time. And I think I've shown nothing but consistency and domination throughout most of my wins. And he hasn't. He's been a little spotty. So we'll see what happens Friday night. That's a good thing. He can say what he wants. I can say what I want. Friday night, the cage door closes, and we'll see who wins.
One of those wins you're talking about is against him. Yeah. I mean, you've beaten this guy before. Why would it be any different this time?
I think he's gotten better. You know, I think he believes in his striking. He believes in his ability to knock people out. He relies on that, though. You know, and me, I can win this fight standing on the ground, decision, knockout, submission. I can win this fight any way that it might end up happening. So I'm excited. The hard work is done. The preparation is there. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my abilities. He's just a guy I got to go out there and compete against. And Friday night, I will be lightweight champion.
Biggest change between Michael Chandler the last time you fought Patrycki Fierre and right now?
Confidence and just skill. I mean, you know, I don't mean to downplay, you know, his abilities, but I fought him in 2011, and I just had my first pro fight in late 2009, 2010.
Right.
I had never thrown a punch before, you know, August of 2009. So I was a year and a half into the sport. Now I'm 7 years into the sport. I am a salty, crafty, tough, fast.
Grizzled? You want to work a grizzled in there?
Grizzled?
You're not old enough to be grizzled yet. No, you're definitely not old enough.
I know. I got this little patchy little boy beard.
No, but you got some work to do when you look like when you get up to these levels, Michael, then we'll talk.
Exactly. So I have matured, but I still can't grow a beard. So.